Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is here, Chief Economist for the NFIB, with his summary, the Small Business Optimism, the Index for Small Business Optimism. He's been producing since 1972. He started right out of elementary school. Bill, thanks again for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Welcome back. So, wrap up in a neat little box and put a bow around your responses this month.
Well, let's look at the change over the years since we just heard the president tell us about the State of the Union with only one sentence for small businesses.
Right.
It says we need a louder voice. Your voice is a good voice. You know, we're happy to have that, but apparently he could help us out. So the index, if you go back to December a year ago, was 100. That's the highest that the index has been in this expansion, and the only time that it got above the average for 40 years. So now we're at 95.2, up 0.4 of a point from November, but basically we went nowhere. So we're 5 points below where we were.
And we've been sustaining that pretty much for 7 years, haven't we?
Absolutely. You know, we just can't get above the average, except for that month of December last year. We managed to be fairly optimistic, and actually we were pretty optimistic in January, February, March, and then we just faded from there. So, you know, so that didn't look good. We did see a surge in capital spending. We think a lot of that had to do with, of course, the growing likelihood that expensing would be restored.
Mm-hmm.
This time they made it permanent, so we can actually start projects this month and know what we can expense come next year. So that was a good thing to do. The Fed moved, and we don't think that many of our small business owners thought much about it one way or the other than they wonder what the Fed is doing, so that didn't help any. So the capital spending plans look okay. They're at the higher levels for this expansion, but low historically. The hiring numbers held up pretty well going forward. So the job openings are at high levels for this expansion. Hiring plans gained 4 points. That was good, but they reported actually reducing employment a little bit in December, which is totally at odds with what the BLS said. So you're looking at, for example, the
Bureau of Labor Statistics that puts out the unemployment rate.
So you're looking at the guesses, like the Atlanta Fed's guess at GDP for the fourth quarter growing 0.8%. That's their guess. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've got 300,000 workers hired, where's their GDP? What are they making? They're so inconsistent.
What it tells you when you hear those kinds of numbers and that kind of illogical representation, it tells you that they're just lying to you.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make you think that they're lying? That it's all about politics and not about economics?
Well, that question certainly crosses your mind. Now you got a lot of people down there working hard doing this stuff, and remember we did have a remarkably warm fourth quarter.
Yep.
And,
that's not good for retail in the winter.
Yeah, seasonal adjustments get all screwed up. Then people just buy.
You can get a lot of deals on sweaters right now.
Exactly. Now they need them. You know, so we'll get that. But anyway, that's the overall picture. The expectations for the economy 6 months from now are still not so good. 14 percentage points more, I think, will be worse with business conditions.
I didn't predict a recession in 2016 in my predictions for this year because I just couldn't do it. I couldn't make myself do it. But I'll tell you, as I sit here right now, I think we got a 50-50 shot, unfortunately. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it's better than 10%, which I've been putting into my Bloomberg forecast. So I think it's probably a bit higher because of the other kind of external things that are happening.
But
I still don't. I'm not going to put a recession in my forecast for 16, though.
But I don't think you may not have taken into consideration the assault on the Constitution that Obama's going to put into place in his last year that's going to take everybody's breath away.
Yeah, the question is, what will it do to the real economy? You know?
I know.
You know what this guy is going to do. You know, he likes dictatorships. You know, he likes being able to just command and control. That's the style he would like. That's socialism.
Yeah.
And he'll do what he can to move us in that direction, I guess, in the 12 months he has left.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank
you. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist of the NFIB. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.